This morning, Senator Ernst and I met with President Trump, Senator Cruz, Senator Toomey, EPA Director Pruitt, Secretary of Agriculture Perdue, White House staff. Of course, I can't say what others said at this meeting, but I can say that we reminded President Trump of his commitment to maintaining the 15 billion gallon a year of ethanol under the RFS and his commitment to biofuels, agriculture, and rural America. No deal on the RFS reform was reached at the White House meeting today. I think that's pretty significant. I didn't go down there with the idea that we'd reach a deal, and we didn't, but go down there to have some good discussion, see what we can do. Neither were any assurances or commitments made to change the RFS ahead of the meeting. Senator Ernst and I attended the meeting because we're always willing to meet with our colleagues to engage in good faith discussions on any topic, especially when the president's involved. I understand the president is concerned any time an American's job could be lost. I am too, which is why Senator Ernst and I strongly support the U.S. biofuels industry, which 50,000 Iowans depend on for their livelihood. But ethanol isn't just important to Iowa, it's important to 14 other states in the Midwest, and, of course, to our national security. The potential loss of more than 1,000 jobs at the Philadelphia refinery would be devastating for the families affected. I'm glad that we have a president who cares about these blue-collared workers. It's important, though, that we're honest with ourselves when examining these issues. If we don't look at the facts before arriving at a conclusion, it becomes harder to fix problems. That's why I urge the president to look at not what the biofuels or oil industry as a whole are saying, but what every independent study proved. Other factors, not the certificates that go with the RFS and what those prices are, led to the bankruptcy of the Philadelphia refinery. The Philadelphia refinery sold off these certificates to pay other expenses. Right now, merchant refiners in Texas and elsewhere are recording record profits. The Trump administration asked ethanol supporters to work with Senator Cruz to find a win-win solution. We engaged in many good faith meetings. Senator Ernst and I suggested specific policy changes that would be a win-win for biofuels and also for oil. But we made it clear all along that a cap or a waiver credit for these certificates would not be a win-win. It would undercut demand for ethanol and undermine the integrity of the RFS. Farm jobs and blue-collar energy production jobs would be lost as a result. One suggestion that I've been making for a long time is about the transparency that could be taken a step further. Senator Cruz has talked a lot about Wall Street speculators driving up these certificate prices. The EPA has the authority to ban speculators from the RFS. Doing so wouldn't hurt ethanol or oil. A true win-win would be to make E15 available year-round. Thirdly, I've suggested re-upping the USDA program to incentivize installing E85 pumps in gas stations. But all of these would be rendered useless if a cap or a waiver on certificate prices were imposed. That means exchanging vapor regulations or transparency or anti-speculation measures for a waiver or a cap on these certificate prices wouldn't make sense or be fair. One thing that came out of today's meeting, though, we finally got the hold on Northey raised, so Northey can now be sworn in and get to work to helping all farmers across the country, just like he helped Iowa farmers for 12 years.
Thanks so much, and thanks for everybody for joining us today. During today's meeting, Senator Grassley and I made clear that we will not support anything that will harm the 88,000 farms in Iowa or put the 50,000 jobs tied to the renewable fuels industry across my state in jeopardy. In fact, yesterday a report released confirmed that what many across the Midwest already know, a strong and robust RFS encourages consumer choice, investment, and innovation, all while reducing our dependence on foreign oil. In Iowa alone, the renewable fuels industry and RFS creates $2.4 billion in income and supports almost 50,000 jobs. the RINs reform and the export RINs concept plans that my colleagues have proposed will undermine the 15 billion gallon volume obligation for ethanol and have a profound impact on biodiesel production. The bottom line is that these changes will come at the expense of farmers in Iowa and across the heartland. Iowans won't have the wool pulled over their eyes, and we made this very clear in today's meeting. I do agree with Senator Grassley that protecting domestic energy production does not need to result in hurting biofuels production. It's clear that this is going to be a very tough road ahead. However, Senator Grassley and I will continue working tirelessly to protect and defend the RFS, which helps grow our economy. Also, I wanted to quickly say that I am thrilled to see Bill Northey's confirmation in the Senate. His long overdue confirmation to this essential role within the USDA is great news for our state and our country. His experience as a farmer and as Iowa's Secretary of Agriculture makes him the ideal candidate. I'm glad to see my colleagues recognized what folks in Iowa already know. Bill Northey knows agriculture. He has worked with diligence and dedication to help farmers and ranchers across Iowa and will continue to serve as a powerful voice for agriculture and conservation across the country. And with that, folks, we'll go ahead and take some questions.
Jared at Reuters.
How are you doing, Senator? Thanks, Rod. Thanks for taking the time. I am wondering if you agree with some of the critics of the RFS that there is an injury to refineries, that the credit system as it is currently constituted causes some financial pain to refiners. Do you agree with that?
No. Get a hold of my staff, and we'll give you a study from the University of Illinois. But there's also – that's the most recent one that I heard, and I'd like to have my staff get that to you. And then also – some other studies we've had, but more importantly, I think it's a case that we haven't had any reputable economists or other people of financial knowledge say that RINs was the most important problem. And I pointed out to the president today that because he was told the union leaders were saying RINs was a problem. We had a quote from the union president from a month or 6 weeks back that said RINs wasn't a problem. I'll let Senator Ernst also answer.
Yeah, I would agree with Senator Grassley. And he made a point. I want to reiterate it. There have been no independent studies that we are aware of that indicate that RINs are the problem for these smaller refineries. Matter of fact, we have seen many oil refineries that have increased their profits significantly over the past couple of quarters. And they have to deal with the RIN situation as well. So, again, we haven't seen any independent studies that have said that RINs are an issue, especially when it comes to these refineries closing. So until we see that, I am skeptical.
Yeah. Okay. Then David at AP.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Can you tell me what changed today? I think Senator Cruz has basically said he was just looking for a meeting and finally got that meeting today, which is why he lifted the hold. Is that what happened? I mean, and why did it take so long, I guess, to sit down and have a meeting with him? I guess he just wanted to meet with him.
It seems like Senator Ernst and I met with him in December. It seems like several staff meetings, including even White House staff sometimes. There seemed to be no proposal other than freezing the price of these certificates called RINs. And then I think that's the outcome of the meeting we had today. I'll let Senator...
Right. There is no different outcome from this meeting. Senator Cruz kept moving the bar a bit when it came to Northey's confirmation process. We had a meeting in December. I hosted that meeting in my office, and we saw many of the same players there. And then he again pushed the bar a little bit further and again. So finally, we did meet today at the White House, had the same conversation that we had last December. So no different outcome at all.
Ed Tibbetts.
Testing.
Hi, Senator. Thanks. I know you said there was no deal, but were you assured by the administration that at the end of the day there's going to be no cap on RIN prices or any waiver?
No.
No guarantees on anything.
So where does
it's
this
status
go from here?
Quo. Well, one thing the president would like to do is visit with those in the biofuels industry. So we are hopeful that we will be able to secure this meeting this Thursday. And I have a number of folks that represent biofuels and the renewables energy visit with the president, state their case, and show why capping those RINs would be devastating to the renewable industry. So we're hopeful to get that together, and we've got a number of folks representing the industry that have told us in previous weeks that if called upon, they would be here in an instant. So we are very hopeful that they will be meeting with the president this week and be able to explain from their perspective, of course, how RINs and capping that would affect the industry.
Next would be Jennifer of Bloomberg.
Thank you. We understand Pruitt and Purdue disagreed about the possible change invoking RINs, involving RINs for exported biofuels. Senator Ernst invoked this as potentially damaging, but could you give us a sense of where things stood on that front and give me a better sense of how you're viewing that proposal?
Well, we would view that as harmful to ethanol as we would the cap on RINs. And I kind of got the feeling, I don't want to say that there's anything I can say concrete, but there might be some dispute within the administration spokespeople on what is beneficial or harmful about RINs applying to exports. Would you have the same conclusion?
There's a lot of disagreement out there. And one thing I'd asked as well for Gary Cohn is to lay out there what are the economics behind any of these proposals? We haven't seen anything. So to randomly agree on any proposal at this point is premature because we don't know what will be helpful for the industry, what would be harmful for the industry. So, you know, we push back a little bit on that. But again, there's dissension amongst the ranks, even when it comes to exports.
Tom Ryder.
Sir, I'm sorry, my mute didn't unmute right away.
My apologies. It's a little button you push.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. What I'm kind of curious about is since Senator Cruz had such a long attack and a long hold on this thing, are you anticipating he'll back off on the RFS, or are you anticipating more attacks through possibly legislation to dismantle it, or any thoughts on that?
I wouldn't expect Senator Cruz to back off on any position he has on any subject, Senator Ernst.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think this is an issue that the industry has fought for many, many years now, and I anticipate that we'll see the same coming from the oil refiners moving into the future. So we support our biofuels. I know Cruz supports his big oil. We're going to be fighting this out. We're going to be fighting it out.
Remember, except for the year 2005 when Big Oil came to us and requested RFS to get rid of their oxygenate standard that they had to be on because their product was poisoning water in California. Otherwise, for the last 35 years, it's always been Big Oil fighting ethanol. Let's go to Sarah at RFD, if that was the one, or was it Betsy that got on there?
It was me. It was Betsy.
Go ahead, Betsy.
I'll ask you a question quick for both of you, Senators. Thanks for taking my question today. I know many of our viewers are wondering, since there's no agreement today, if Northey's confirmation has any type of bargaining chip that will lose something in the RFS down the line. Did you get that sense it's confirmation?
He's been confirmed, so he's in office now just as soon as he takes the oath of office.
Yep, and no bargaining chip. The way we have been viewing this is that Northey's confirmation was separate from the RFS issue. So Cruz, of his own accord, went ahead and allowed that unanimous consent to go through today. You know, what he's getting out of it, I don't know. But we're happy to have Bill Northey confirm. But we do see it as a separate issue. It was not one that any of us, especially Bill Northey, was willing to negotiate. You know, his confirmation for something else. He had made that statement to us. So we remain steadfast. And hopefully our industry leaders can visit with the president and as well share their concerns about what's being proposed by Cruz.
Chuck Abbott.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. And Senator Ernst, no deal today, possibly a meeting later this week between, if I understand this right, the ethanol industry and the president. What would happen at that meeting? What might it result in?
I think it gives the ethanol, by the way, the president requested that meeting, and I think it's for him, you know, Senator Ernst and I are policymakers. She may be an expert on ethanol, but except for going through the plants, you know, and having people tell me what they do, I don't understand the whole economics of it. So when we say it's going to hurt ethanol, I can understand why the president might have some question about it, even though we are voicing our constituents' concerns. When he hears it from the industry, it may make a bigger impact. Or if he's got some idea, then they're in a position to express directly to the president of the United States what sort of compromises might be possible. Let's go to Anna Hastert.
My question has already been addressed, but thank you, senators, for holding this call.
Thank you.
Mark Heller of E&E News.
Hi, thank you. Was there any discussion of convening some kind of a stakeholder group to talk about RIN issues?
Well, we have tried to do that several times. We had pushed for that before Christmas when we had our December meeting. Our hope was that the oil refineries would get together with the biofuels industry and talk through these issues. I had pushed that then, but unfortunately, that didn't come to fruition. So now I think the president has stepped in and said, you know, I'd like to visit with the industry and find out what their concerns are. We want to find that win-win. So having those stakeholders in the room, in the meeting with the president, will be helpful. But as Senator Grassley said, we're policymakers, yes, but we want the folks that are working in the industry to come up with the right solution. They are the ones that are working in the industry. They will have the right solution. But right now, the RFS is working for our producers. So we want to make sure that anything that's done is not going to hurt those producers.
Since the Philadelphia refinery is the one example being used of RINs hurting refining, I want to say this, that we have an opportunity to make clear that this refinery is very badly managed. And maybe you heard me earlier, and I don't know what I said in the last 22 minutes, but something along the lines that Carlisle, as an example, invested $175 million 5 years ago and has taken out $594 million. And then you also maybe heard me say that Sunoco was delivering oil from North Dakota to this refinery, which was evidently very cost-effective oil. They were delivering it by train, but then Bakken Oil is going into pipelines now, so they're deprived of that. And maybe a lot of other examples of mismanagement when the state of Pennsylvania, I think the state of Pennsylvania bailed out the refinery a few years ago as well. So keep that in mind, too, that that's the other side of the coin. We got one refinery that's in trouble and driving the whole thing to get to ruin the ethanol industry is the way I see it. Matt Kay, you're never taken care of. You got, I'll bet you got three questions. If you can put it in one question, we'd appreciate it.
I'll do my best, Senator. Thank you for acknowledging me. I've got a two in one for you. One is, and I hate to ask the long shot here, but is Senator Cruz in search of a solution that doesn't exist? I mean, Senator Ernst just said that, you know, the RFS is working. And if the RFS is working, why would the ethanol industry sacrifice anything to change that? You've been fighting this battle for, what, 2 decades now, and nothing seems to please the petroleum industry.
Yeah.
My second question is, what role did President Trump and Secretary Perdue play in getting Senator Cruz to lift his hold on Bill Northey?
Well, this is Joni. I'm going to go ahead and address that second question first. And I don't know what role was out there and what transpired with the Northey hold release. That would have to be addressed to the president and Senator Cruz. But as far as the first question, yes, Senator Grassley has been fighting this for the past 20 years, and the RFS is working. And to Senator Grassley's point, there's one refinery that we're aware of that is struggling, and there has been so much mismanagement with that oil refinery. So what I asked when we started the meeting today in the president's office is that first we have to define what the problem is. And we haven't seen what the problem is. You have to have an actual problem to reach a solution. And I think they're just grasping at straws. I think Senator Toomey and Senator Cruz have never been fond of the RFS. And this is just another way to strike back by using this one small refinery as an example. But unfortunately, we don't even think RINs are the major cause of demise for this small oil refinery.
Once again, my staff will supply an Illinois University study if you're interested in it. Let's go to Joe Morton. You just got done talking to me, Joe. What more do you need to know?
I've always got more questions, though. Thanks so much for doing the call, Senators. And I'll try not to make this too repetitive. And you can disagree with the premise of the question if you want, but it seemed very much last year when Administrator Pruitt came up to the Hill, there was reporting out there that the White House intervened, possibly President Trump called himself and told them to be on the side of Iowa, and we got the Pruitt letter coming down on the side of the RFS. So anyways, he seemed very solidly on the side of the RFS. Is there anything in the meeting today or the fact that he's going to have this now meeting with the biofuels industry? Do you guys get any sense that the folks on the other side are making progress in pulling him their way, or do you feel like he's still solidly on the side of ethanol?
I think I'd say naivety about the possibility of finding a compromise. That's the only negative I'd say for the president. I think that he's an honest broker and wants to be fair to both sides. But what's fair? And I don't know that he has a definition of what's fair, but he's going to try to be fair. I mean, that maybe that's not his the picture people have of him around the country that has strong feelings for or against him, but that's the way I view him on this issue. And so that's where I'll leave it. Do you have something to add to that?
No, that's good.
Okay. Then we'll go to Philip at Agribusiness. Then we'll go to Pat, Radio Iowa, and then I have one more.
Yeah, Senator, this is Philip. I wanted to follow up just to be clear, because Senator Cruz sent out a statement about this meeting Thursday with ethanol and refining industry, and he said that he believes we are likely to arrive upon a win-win solution that stops the RIN system from imposing billions of unnecessary costs and also expands the potential market for ethanol. Is there anything, my question to you, is there anything that you think is going to come out of this meeting this week that's going to restrict RIN, the value of RINs, or affect...
Well, as of right now, the White House said there's been no decision made, and I don't think the facts have changed, and the facts are on our side. Okay. Now, who else do we have here? Eric Wolf at Politico. You're the last one.
Yeah, hi, Senator. Oh, great. Thanks. You know, there is another process going on with the RFS. I wonder if you or Senator Ernst have engaged with Senator Cornyn and his staff on this RFS bill that they've been working on, and if there's any prospect, you think, for that kind of getting to this win-win that everyone talks about for the program.
I think you're talking about RFS in both instances, but you're talking about something that doesn't need to be done. I don't think any of this stuff needs to be done. But if you're going to do something about the subject matter of this news conference, you're talking about short term. Whereas you've got between now and 2022 to do something on the other issue. No more questions. Thank you very much. Goodbye.